the Denver Broncos 2007 second-round draft choice from the University of Texas, defensive end Tim Crowder.
It was a long day. You know, it was a much shorter day for Jarvis, but, you know, it was an even longer day for me. And, you know, I got that phone call. Like I said, it's from a weird area code. And, you know, I looked it up. You know, my phone got, when I called it, when I answered it, it said Colorado. So I was like, you know, it got to be the Broncos. And talked to Coach Shanahan, the D-line coach, the general manager. And, you know, like I said, they said welcome. And, you know, you're how it feel to be a Denver Bronco. And, you know, we feel like we can do a lot of things with you up here. And, like I said, to make this team keep working and getting better. Well, that's a great thing. Like I said, I'm used to winning. I only lost probably like 6 or 7 games my whole career at Texas. So, you know, I'm used to winning, and I hate to lose. And, you know, I feel I don't care how good of a game I had. If we didn't win, you know, that's, you know, that throws out to everything. You know, I'm a competitive every day. And like I said, just a great thing that you recruit winners. And, you know, like I said, guys got winning attitudes and know how to win. I think I'm kind of like the complete end. You know, I can play the run, you know, just as well as a rush the pass. You know, I have speed, size, you know, all that. You know, plus, I feel like the biggest asset I have is my work ethic. You know, I take pride in that. And like I said, I'm going to push everybody. And, you know what I'm saying, because I work hard and I take pride in that. And, you know, hopefully it'll get with me. No, I haven't. I got a chance to talk to Jarvis and Ryan. And like I said, those guys are great guys. And can't wait to get out there on the practice field with them. No, it is special occasions. You know, this is my national championship ring, so. No, I haven't wore it since we won the national championship. And I always said I'm going to wear it on special occasion, and this definitely is a special occasion for me. And like I said, it just means a lot to me.
You compare it?
Well, the difference between me and Joe's mindset is undefeated on mine. We definitely knew a lot of teams needed ends, and you know, the ends started going really fast, then they slowed down, and you know, my agent was just telling me to hold on, and you know, you never know what might happen. And it's funny because I was on the phone with him, and Denver actually called, so I had to put him on hold, and he actually hung up because I was on the phone with Denver for a while, and he got the news, and it was just my family and everybody was just happy. I'm a quiet guy, but you know, like I said, I also like to have fun. You know, I'm gonna keep everybody laughing, and everybody always talk about the country swing I had when I talk. And you know, I'm a grown and farm raised Texas boy, and like I said, hopefully that'll bring a lot to the table. Like I said, it's a great thing. You know, it keeps everyone, like I said, it's just, I'm always finding ways to be motivated. And this is definitely one of the ways to get motivated. And like I said, I know everybody going to call me rookie, and we're going to have to, you know, bring donuts in or something. You know, we're going to have to do something. So, like I said, it's definitely a motivation for me, and I'm going to work hard as I possibly can. Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. I knew a lot about him. He was actually like the number one end out of Texas, and I was the number two end. And it's crazy, you know, he was the first round, I was the second round in the draft. And, you know, I always tell him, you know, it would have been great if, you know, he'd have came to Texas and we could have had that tandem going in Texas. But, you know, hopefully in the years we had the same thing here. So. Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely, you know, it's just an honor and privilege, you know, to be even named in that category now. And like I said, I still don't consider me doing anything yet. You know, I haven't played not one game, so I still got a lot to prove.
Okay.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I feel like Texas is a, you know, Texas State, you know, it's okay, but University of Texas is the best institute in the land dealing with school and the sports. So, you know, I didn't look at Texas State. I'm sorry.